Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, right now here in the WCCO studios, we have our televisions on both sports and news. And one of the things that I absolutely love that's on one of the televisions is the Little League World Series. Love it. The Little League World Series is on ESPN. It's been on all day. And I love it. The Little League World Series is a good reminder of what really matters. And what really matters is dreams that young people have for wanting to be successful in a lot of things that they do in life, and one of those things is sports. And your life isn't just about sports. But for little kids, for young people that have an opportunity to be on the stage of being on television and to achieve the dream of getting to a Little League World Series, it's awesome to watch, man. It is for me. It's awesome to watch them participate, to see the celebrations. Unfortunately, not everybody's going to win. There's going to be some heartbreak and loss, and we watch those scenes play out too. The come-from-behind victories, the epic collapses. But I love the Little League World Series. And for one, I love the timing of it, because first off, you know, end of summer, before kids go back to school, you get a chance to dive into baseball at a young level and root these young people on. And I love everything about that part of advertising and showcasing it on the sports leader, which is ESPN. But it really does talk about what really matters. And that's those relationships with those kids. Their coaches coaching them up and supporting them and loving on them. And I think it fills the void, because right now, like, I feel like August is the month with Major League Baseball where we're paying attention to it. But here in Minnesota, we're getting ready for the state fair. By the time that we get to September, if the Twins are in it, great. They're in the mix. We're looking forward to a nice end of September into October. The Twins right now are out of it. So there's a void. We want to get to Vikings football. And so we want to get to college football. You okay over there? So I just love that the Little League World Series is filling that void. This right here, though, this interaction between the Little League head coach from the state of Kentucky, Jake, is it Riordan?
Yes.
Where he is talking to his players, you know, they're kind of coming together on the mound, and he tells them a dad joke. Take a listen.
I don't have that many funny ones. I got one. Do you know that a koala bear is not actually a bear? It's a marsupial. Do you know why a koala bear is a marsupial, not a bear? You anybody know? It doesn't have the qualifications.
All right, the audio wasn't that great, but I think you guys heard the joke. And to me, that's the part that just is so enjoyable. To be able to watch a coach, have fun with his kids, and because the coaches are mic'd up, and I'm glad that the coaches have adjusted to being mic'd up. Because years ago, there were a couple coaches that were mic'd up. It didn't go as well. Some of the interactions, and then you're getting blasted, and I think every coach woke up and said, hey, man, I got to be super positive because I don't want the world to look at me as, like, some...
A-hole?
Yeah, some cruel coach. But I just love seeing that. I love the Little League World Series.
It was really... It was fun to see it in the sense that at that point in the game, I think they were 14 pitches in to the first inning. The bases were loaded. And I mean, these are kids. These are not, you know, high schoolers. These are not college. These are not major leaguers. These are kids that are still, you know, developmentally just still trying to figure themselves out. You get into that situation and you get overwhelmed. And it would be real easy to get overwhelmed. What he did, he went out there, nothing about baseball. He went out there, told the joke, got the kids to relax a little bit. Because even the kids were like, well, what'd you do? That, what? They just kind of shook their head. But that's what you need, because there's nothing that you can say to a kid in that moment that they don't already know. They know that they haven't done a good job so far. So what do? You can't tell them to relax. That's the worst thing you could do. So you go out there. That is understanding the assignment as a coach. And I love it. I love it, because it's, you can't do that in high school, can't do that in college, but you can do that with kids. I loved it. I wish that when I was struggling and you use a mound visit, that people would have done that. But I just think the whole perception is, it's changed, right? Like you said, Henry, instead of going out there and being this, you know, hard-ass coach to a 12-year-old, you're going out there and you're just trying to make them laugh and ease the pressure.
This from the text line from the 612. Do they allow girls in Little League yet? When I was a kid, they wouldn't let us play. Yeah, that's been a thing for a long time. Girls have been playing Little League baseball for years. The clear and obvious example was Monet Davis back in 2014. She became a star.
Yes, she did.
Out of the Little League World Series. That was back in 2014. Most recently, there was a young lady by the name of Stella Weaver. That was 2 years ago. She became the 22nd girl to participate and hit safely and scored a run in the Little League World Series. But the girls that have been playing in the Little League World Series, it dates back to the very first was 1984. So it's been around, I don't know the age of the, or the time frame of which the texter texting us to the show, and thank you for listening and for texting the show, when you played, but it goes back that far. But yeah, Monet Davis was like the breakthrough individual, at least in recent memory, in 2014.
Yeah, and there are different bodies of baseball. There's, you know, there's your junior baseball, there's your Little League World Series. They have different, you can have your baseball, but not everything is under the Little League World Series umbrella. So I think, or the, you know, the Little League umbrella. So you can have your leagues, but not technically Little League. Like for me, for example, I never played Little League, but I played various, you know, various levels of baseball from 5 to 18. But none of them were technically, you know, Little League World Series, but it was still that age group.
All right, so the, and this is the part about Monet Davis. When she played in 2014, there were two girls that played that year in the Little League World Series. She was one of two, and she was the first girl to earn a win and throw a shutout in the Little League World Series. Imagine that. You want a shutout.
Love it.
I mean, it's...
There are only...
She's 24 now.
Yeah, and there are only a handful, I think, of people that we really remember from the Little League World Series.
She's in graduate school right now at Columbia University. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I wonder if she put that on her... Not your resume, but what do they call it? Your application that I threw a shutout in the Little League World Series.
No. I believe that she probably was probably already well known before the application even got to them.
I would have put it on there. I mean, how many people can say they threw a shutout at the Little League World Series?
I don't think she needed to be that specific.
Her
accomplishments are well documented. Her jersey was donated to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but maybe you get people that don't really know about her accomplishments. I think it's cool. I think it's absolutely awesome that she did that. The only other name that I can remember, Danny Amante.
Yeah, but they ended up...
Wasn't he like 25 or something? When
he was older.
I mean, he
should have been eligible. I mean, yeah. She won an ESPY.
Yeah, she did. Yep. He had more facial hair than what they allowed in the Yankees.
He didn't have any facial hair. Come on now. He didn't have any facial hair.
Oh, he had a full beard. He was Jeff Reardon. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Danny Amante. I mean, he was Jeff Reardon. Juan Berg. I mean, look at him. He's full, bushy, scraggly Led Zeppelin beard.
Listeners, he's lying. Anyway.
Google Danny Amante.
He did not have a beard.
Maybe I'm thinking of some other 25-year-old.
Yeah, you're definitely thinking of somebody else.
Some other 25-year-old that they let play.
Props to her, man. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That was absolutely awesome.
And another thing about the Little League World Series, I don't know about you, but when you're living in a community, even though you're not directly connected to it, you just feel like there's this sense of pride when you're your Little League World Series team. When I was living in Columbia, Missouri, back in 2006, when they made the Little League World Series, I'll be damned, there's the Daniel Boone Little Leaguers right there. Daniel Boone Little Leaguers. And like we had like Little League watch parties. It was just so cool because it's a sense of community. And you're like, these kids are doing really cool things. Because I think that it's gone from a novelty into... being more of they've given it more of a real production, you know, a real production values on it. And I think it's great for these kids because this is something that they're going to remember for a long time. But yeah, to me, it's just a sense of community. You're like, you know what? We got a Little League World Series qualifier here.
According to, and I don't know how accurate this is, but according to, was this some sort of Little League site? It says that two girls in Minnesota have made it all the way to the Little League World Series. Maddie Freaking in 2019, a part of Coon Rapids Andover team. And by the way, that's the last time, 2019, that we had a Little League regional champion from Minnesota was Coon Rapids. But then the one prior to that, Chrissy Wendell in 1994. How about that?
I forgot about Chrissy Wendell.
How about that?
I forgot about that. I don't think of her as a baseball player.
I know. None of us do.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that just shows you how great of an athlete she was to be.
Oh, text line's on it too. I didn't even see this. The text line is weighing in on it. I wasn't even looking at the text line. I'm just randomly looking at on the internet. And yes, the text line is all over it from the 612. couple, and then also from the 651, Chrissy Wendell. Yes.
Mr. Wendell.
Thank you, text line. I didn't even see the text line. I had all these other windows opened up, and I'm looking up all that stuff here in real time, but yes.
Yeah, for some reason, that, you know, it just kind of popped, and then you see the text line. So, it's great. Chrissy Wendell.
I
remember the name now.
I have been clamoring to see a Minnesota team get back. Like the Coon Rapids, I think two of the last three that made it was from Coon Rapids. But, yeah, Coon Rapids, Plymouth, Coon Rapids, Little Lakes West, which is out of Arden Hills. So, yeah, man. I just love watching a Little League. It's cool.
Do the Twins qualify? Or are they priced out of the Little League World Series?
Why are you taking shots at the Twins?
What'd
they do to you?
They might have to upgrade their payroll to get into the Little League World Series.
What did they do to you?
Yeah.
Not a damn thing.
They hurt me.
How?
They hurt me a lot last week. I'm still scarred.
I got a fantasy football question that we have to get to. I know that we don't really talk about fantasy football on this show, but I have a draft coming up. Something came up in terms of a proposal for my league. I want to pose it to you guys, you fantasy football gurus. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, I never ask fantasy football questions. But we are in this phase where we're going to have our draft in the next couple of weeks. And they're like, you got to have proposals in for if you want to have things change for the season. And something came up that I told them I oppose. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, and I just wanted to throw it at you guys. So, on the email chain, it was brought up. Let me look at it here real quick. They say one of the teams says, I would be good with the flex spot addition. Okay. They are, so our league has been one of those old school leagues since the late 90s where it's, you know, you got the running backs, you've got the wide receivers, you got the quarterback. We typically haven't had like a flex spot. Okay. That hasn't been necessarily a thing. Okay. We've had the traditional, you know, you draft defense, all that stuff, whatever, kicker, all that. Well, one of the teams says that they would want to add a flex spot, which I'm not opposed to. They say they recommend we get rid of the defense so that roster sizes stay the same. I stated I don't have an issue with adding a flex position, but I oppose eliminating defense. To me, defense is a vital part of fantasy football. And we never do the whole, like, you draft individual players and like that.
Whatever. None of the IDPs?
No. You just draft a team defense. Like, if one guy on a defense goes down and gets hurt, you know what you still got? A defense.
Yeah.
If a flex player gets hurt, they're getting dropped. So, I don't like the notion or the thought or the idea of playing fantasy football without a traditional defense. Your thoughts?
We've gotten rid of defenses in a couple of our leagues and added flex spots and gone to a super flex, which is where you add a second quarterback. Kickers and defenses have both kind of started to go away in our leagues. I do have one that still plays team defenses. I am a fan of...
Why are we doing away with kickers and defense, though? Why? I don't get the point of it.
Kickers to me are a dime a dozen. Like I used to not even draft a kicker. I'd pick one up off of the waiver wire right before week one. Like kickers are so interchangeable. Defenses, I think there's just a lot more variance from year to year, and I think it's harder for guys to go into a draft saying, okay, well, I'm gonna look at the Eagles defense or I'm gonna look at the Bills defense. Because their personnel and their schemes can change so much, which affects everybody on that side. And I think, honestly, I think it's more fun for people to draft an actual player rather than a defense.
So you just proved my point. That's the point of being a fantasy football coach, is being able to navigate the tough pickups and being able to go ahead and draft with a purpose. Like, I don't think that fantasy football should be as easy as people are trying to make it. Like, make it be difficult. Pull the trigger on a tough decision. This is not just autopilot.
Oh, I don't think it's easy at all. Would you
just mention now, like, how difficult it is? That's part of the process, is it being difficult. But and picking a defense.
Yeah, I think to me it's such a crapshoot with the defenses because you have guys that...
I don't think so at all.
You don't think so?
I don't think so at all. Yeah. There are teams that traditionally you know what you're going to get out of them defensively because they're that well coached and they draft well.
But then it all...
Like, you know that typically if you grab a Baltimore Ravens defense, mm-hmm. you're going to have a good defense. I know... You know a defense I might like this year? It might be one that has J.J. Watt along with Jalen Ramsey, and it might be the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, why would I not want to factor that into drafting? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
See, to me, I just don't think it's... I think people have just gotten past the whole let's draft the defense, because I think defenses just annoy people, because there are times where, depending on the scoring, if your defense goes out and, you know, throws up a clunker in, say, a bye week...
That's traditionally what happens,
You lose... You know,
given, though, that defenses have clunkers.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But I think on average, people fall in love with having the extra flex spot. Now, why couldn't you just add a flex spot and just add an extra roster spot? Why couldn't you just add that?
I'm fine with that, but I just don't understand why we are... Like, we know that one of the core parts of fantasy football... No, forget fantasy. Of football is playing defense. Mm-hmm. Why would we ever eliminate defense? I just don't understand it. Like, I get it. It's supposed to be about scoring. Are you not that savvy enough to draft people you think are going to score you a bunch of points? I think the flex thing is an out to say, well, I'm going to score more points because I got a flex spot.
It's more enjoyable I think to people to say, hey, I'm going to try and, you know, do I want to play a Tank Bigsby of a, you know, Jacksonville running back, or, you know, do I have to sit here and I have to choose between the Rams or
it's not for me.
Or the Patriots defense.
It is not more enjoyable for me to play Tank Bigsby in a flex spot over the Baltimore Ravens defense with Kyle Hamilton. It's not to me.
See, and I think it just,
you also get the returns, if there's a special teams return or something like that. It's not more enjoyable to me.
Well, see, and to me, it's all about how is it scored. You know what I mean? Like, do you get a point for a sack, 2 points for a sack, one for an interception?
You get a point for a sack, okay. A point for an interception.
Two for a safety, six for a defense special teams touchdown. Okay, so that's...
How is that not fun?
That's just, I mean, that's basic, but I mean, some people, they don't like it. I mean, just add the flex spot, add one more round of the draft and call it good. That way you can keep your defense and you get the flex, you get the defense, everybody wins.
I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. We might as well start adding 5-point shots to the NBA. Seriously.
I mean, Rock and Chalk, they did it. I don't see why a Rock and Chalk basketball wouldn't work.
Yeah, so we'll see what flies and what doesn't fly, but I'm just going to let the league know on my behalf. I'm just kind of old school. Like, I don't, you know, fantasy football is about offense, right? But it shouldn't be just about offense.
But that's the sexiness is in the scoring. The sexiness is in the scoring.
What's not sexy about if you're trailing and you need your defense to get you a sack or two in the second half for them to come through in that way?
It's much more enjoyable to see, okay, well, I need DeAndre Hopkins to get a 15-yard catch.
We need that anyway, though. We need that anyway. That's not changing that. The thing about what I'm talking about is we're talking about ultimately changing away from defense. We're never changing away from offense. You're just trying to add more offense.
We
don't need to add more offense. Just leave the defense alone.
I think you get more scoring with offense, and that's what people want. People want the higher scoring fantasy games.
Man, people just want the easy outs with fantasy football, man. I'm dead serious. I don't need flex positions, to be honest with you. I believe in drafting my team good enough. Let's go to war. Let's go to war.
Flex spots are awesome.
And think about this. You just stated it. You were like, you know what? I don't really care all that much about my kicker. That tells you that you really got faith in the team you drafted. If you're like, I'll just pick up somebody going into the game. I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it. Anyway, coming up next, one thing that I know for sure is that we need more Teddy Bridgewaters in this thing that we call life. We get to that next show on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you, Jordana. Love you, sis. I appreciate it. Thanks for standing up for me. That's what the Lake Show's all about. Jordana knows. It's all love. Teddy Bridgewater is an awesome human. Teddy Bridgewater, former Minnesota Vikings quarterback, who just signed on to play this year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, Teddy keeps getting contracts because Teddy continues to put himself in positions to play in the National Football League. Teddy Bridgewater is somebody that we should be uplifting and not tearing down. Teddy Bridgewater retired from the NFL in 2023 after playing a decade in the NFL. And in part, he was doing that to focus on his two sons. And what he did also was become the head coach of his alma mater in high school, Miami Northwestern High School. And you know what he did? He led his high school to the Florida Class 3A state championship. They won it. Teddy Bridgewater, an awesome guy who, you're talking about overcoming adversity, an obstacle when he was here in Minnesota, almost lost his leg in a freak accident on the football field, overcame that adversity to play in the league for 10 years. And then he goes, retires, takes the team in the school that he played for, starred at, and win a state title. So, not only did he accomplish his dream of playing in the NFL and play for a decade and be able to provide for his family and start a family and have two sons, but he went back to that high school, they won a state title, and he has been an upstanding individual in his community. Well, Teddy Bridgewater was suspended from coaching at his high school by the Florida High School Athletic Association. They said that he was breaking rules, those rules being that he paid for Uber rides for students. He paid for meals for students. Recovery services for students. He even asked fans, hey, look, if you would like to donate and help him take care of expenses, I'd be more than happy to have you guys help. Teddy Bridgewater did that. According to the U.S. News and World Report, 75% of students at Miami Northwestern are considered economically disadvantaged. But this association suspended Teddy Bridgewater. How dare Teddy Bridgewater be a good human and go into his pocket to take care of young people? How dare Teddy Bridgewater be a good man and give back to his community? This wasn't about recruiting people. This wasn't about doing anything really illegal. You can sit there and say, allegedly providing impermissible benefits. If somebody's hungry, how dare he pay for them to eat? This is ridiculous. This is insane. We need more Teddy Bridgewaters in the world. Not less of them. When I first saw this story a month and a half ago, I laughed at it because I thought it was outrageous. That's why everybody from coast to coast that saw this story thought it was ridiculous. It is insane that Teddy Bridgewater would be suspended for helping out a young kid. Young kids. And to be clear, this is not him trying to recruit players away from other schools. This is just him providing for kids that are already at the schools and in the community. What is wrong with the world? These are kids that 72% of them qualify for free lunch. This is insane to me. So what just recently happened? Last week, Teddy Bridgewater was signed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So he's going to be backup quarterback for Baker Mayfield. Take a listen, because he was asked about the suspension situation at a press conference. He explained himself. Take a listen to this.
You know, I'm a father first before anything, and when I decided to coach, you know, those players became my sons. And I wanted to make sure that I just protect them in the best way that I can, and, you know, I think that's what came about. You know, Miami Northwestern is in a tough neighborhood, and, you know, sometimes things can happen when kids are walking home and different things like that. So I just tried to protect them, you know, give them, you know, a ride home instead of them having to take those dangerous walks. I can't change who I am, you know, because of the rules. Like, I have a big heart. You know, I get it from my mom, and, you know, I just always said that I was once those kids. You know, I know what it's like to be in their shoes. I know what it's like to walk those halls at Miami Northwestern. And to have your stomach growling and rumbling at 12 o'clock in the afternoon because you didn't have any lunch money or you don't get the free lunch. So I can't change who I am. You know, I'll still give to those kids just because, man, I know what it's like. And I'll still give. Not only when I say give, it's not even about money. You know, it's about my time and my presence. And it's just hope. And I live by calling myself the neighborhood hope dealer, and I'm hoping that I'm, you know, dealing hope to everyone back in South Florida and across the state of Florida.
This is the dumbest non-controversy in the history of sports. Let me repeat that. This is the dumbest non-controversy in the history of sports. In this world, we are supposed to look out for those that are less fortunate. Teddy Bridgewater has tried to do that, and he is being penalized for that. I remember once, God bless him, many, many years ago, this is like late 90s, when I was in the AAU circuit, I happened to be sitting amongst the great Rick Majerus. God bless him, man. He's no longer with us. I think Rick Majerus passed away about a little bit over 10 years ago. But Rick Majerus talked about how, you know, the NCAA had all these quirky rules, and one of his players that came from a poverty-stricken area, okay, that was playing at Utah, and I can't remember the name of the player, but that doesn't matter, that it was outside of the hours of, like, the cafeteria or stuff not being open or whatever, and this player was hungry, and per the damn NCAA rules, technically, he wasn't allowed to order the damn player a pizza. Rick Majerus is making multi-million dollars, and he can't buy a player of his that's hungry a damn Domino's pizza, a Papa John's pizza. And I think that when he told the story, I think he acknowledged, he's like, you know what? I kind of was like, to hell with it. I'm going to, you know, I know it's a rules violation, but I don't give a damn. Yeah. Come get me, Coppa. Like, to me, this makes absolutely no sense. And these are the type of stories that really bug me. They really, really do bug me. Props to Rick Majerus for doing the right thing, and props to Teddy Bridgewater for doing the right thing.
There's got to be context to all of these, right?
And I mean, common sense.
I mean, if you're talking about this blanket rule that needs to apply, you're not giving the kid a $500 handshake. You're not buying him an Xbox. You're not you know, buying him a Rolex or
you're
a car.
You're not giving him Bitcoin.
You're not. You're offering kids rides so they don't have to walk through dangerous neighborhoods. I don't know why you would not look at that and say, okay, we have this rule, but he's not circumventing it for a competitive advantage. He's doing it to help create a better environment for these kids. It is incredibly ridiculous how asinine this is.
I bet this is what happened, okay? To me, it's clear as day what happened.
Another coach snitched on him?
Another coach snitched on Teddy Bridgewater, who's rich NFL player, who was supporting his high school players. They snitched on him, said he's breaking the rules. That's Teddy Bridgewater. He's doing illegal things.
I mean, former NFL quarterback. You know,
that's totally what happened.
He's already got an advantage because he's got the name.
That's totally what happened here, right?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that's exactly what happened. Oh, but I appreciate him just saying, just being there and being present.
Yep.
Can't imagine just being there and being a role model. Probably means as much to those kids as anything, just knowing that somebody is out there that is wanting to look out for their best interest.
This is unbelievable to me. All right, the final segment of the Lake Show is coming up next. All right, real quickly, full show tomorrow night, plenty of guests. So be listening at 6. But this Friday, I think it might be the final inbound remote that we have.
I think we'll have one in September, won't we?
Not to my knowledge. They have not. That has not been sorted out.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to put that out there.
Well, let's have some fun.
But I know for sure this Friday at 6 p.m. we'll be at Inbound Brewery.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Right down the street from Target Field. Come join us. Have some fun.
Have a few drinks before watching. You know, here.
Lou Keyshaw, baby!
I'm telling you, man.
Get excited. Y'all not going to ruin my vibe.
Lou Keyshaw is going to be someone to keep your eye on.
Absolutely. I love it. I absolutely love it. So that's happening this Friday. Make sure that you join us. I mean, make sure that you tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. We'll be here. Twins have the day off. Real quick, Craig on the text line, I would have liked to see Vikings bring Bridgewater back for a backup role. Plus, he is a good person and a role model. Great role model. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Full show, 6 until 9, right here on The Good Neighbor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.